always been taught that. That's reason, one reason why we don't ever.
When you don't eat them, when you're afraid to eat them, you say, well, they might be
poison.
And if someone has a sore throat and his throat is swollen, you say he couldn't eat food because he couldn't
swallow.
And people smoke
cigarettes
or
pipe or cigars.
And if you say there were a lot of people at the party having a good time, they were all standing around the piano
singing.
All right, and just speaking very casually, you might say they were singing
and laughing, having a good time.
And if someone offers to do a favor, and someone might say, well, I appreciate it, but I don't want to be
bothered.
Well,
no, that's
what,
not what, you
what
want,
if they mean, if they mean, I appreciate you wanting to do it, but I can't let you do it for me. I don't want to be in your debt, really, but how, you know, another way of saying that. He was somebody offered him a coat, but he wouldn't take it because he didn't want to be
indebted to him. Or that's not what I'm trying to think of, though.
Obligated
is
what. What about beholden?
No, I don't know that one.
Or obligated.
Obligated is what.
Okay, somebody asks you about doing a certain job, and you say, sure, I
will.
Okay, and you're able to. I
will do it if I am.
They're not asking you whether or not you will do it. They want to know if you're able to do it. They might say, can you do that? You say, sure I
can.
Okay. And if you are stressing that you are not able to do something, and someone says to you, can you? And you say, no,
I cannot.
Okay,
I will not. All right. I cannot.
Okay, and if you contract it from I cannot to I
will not.
Okay. If someone asks you right at very late, about sundown, do some work, and you say, well, I have been working since 7 o'clock this morning, and
I'm tired, and I just don't have time to do it, or I don't feel like doing it.
Okay, I've blank all I'm going to do today.
I've worked all I'm going to do today.
Okay. And if you're talking about the fact that several old friends perhaps are no longer alive, you might say, well, I went back there expecting to see several of my old friends and their
old acquaintances, or old friends, old relatives.
All right, and you find out that they're no longer living. How would you say that?
Seems as though they're all dead, or they have all passed on.
Okay. Have you ever heard done dead? They're done dead?
Mm-mm.
All right.
No, I sure haven't.
And if you're talking about how things should be or what he should do, how would you say that? Talking about the corn, maybe, and it's not the way it looks normally. You say, well, at this time of year, it's taller. How would you say that?
It should look better.
Okay.
Or it should be further along.
Okay.